Penguin Random House Audio presents Hero by Samantha Young. Read for you by Angelica Lee. Chapter 1. Boston, Massachusetts. This wasn't happening. This couldn't be happening. I curled my hands into fists to stop them from shaking as I made my way through the hallway into the open-plan living area of the penthouse apartment. It had high cathedral ceilings and a wall of windows that led out onto a huge balcony. The water from the harbor glistened under the sun. It was a beautiful building with a gorgeous backdrop, and I could not appreciate any of it because I was too focused on finding him there. My heart stopped at the sight of him standing outside on the balcony. Cane Carraway.
Alexa!
My head snapped around from Kane's direction to the kitchen area, where my boss, Benito, was surrounded by two laptops and various other equipment for the photo shoot. This was supposed to be the moment I smiled in greeting and told him to direct me where he needed me. Instead, I looked back at Kane. The orange juice I had drunk that morning sloshed around unpleasantly in my stomach.
Alexa!
Benito was suddenly in front of me, frowning and glaring at me. Hi, I said, my voice flat. Where do you want me? Benito cocked his head to the side, looking up at me in a way that was almost comical. I was tall at 5'9". He was only 5'6". But what he lacked in height, he more than made up for in personality.
Please.
He gave me a long-suffering sigh.
Tell me I've got my normal Alexa back. I cannot cope with the Mother's Day disaster, Alexa.
Today I'm shooting Cane Carraway for Mogul Magazine's top self-made men under 40. Cane is to grace the cover.
He shot a look over his shoulder at said cover model.
An obvious choice.
He raised an eyebrow at me.
Today's an important shoot. In case you don't know, Cane Carraway is one of Boston's most eligible bachelors. He's the CEO of Carraway
Financial Holdings, I said softly. I know.
Good. You'll also know he's horrifically wealthy and incredibly influential. He's also a very busy man and a hard man to please, so I have to get the shoot done right and done quickly.
My attention drifted over Benito's head to the man who had successfully started a private bank immediately after graduating from college. From there, he eventually expanded his company, building a diversified business portfolio involving everything from corporate banking to home mortgages, insurance companies, investment trusts, securities trading, asset management, and so forth. Now, Kane himself was CEO of a major holdings company that was home to a board of directors of influential and wealthy business people. According to reports, Kane had managed all this through ruthless determination, eagle-eyed attention to his organization, and power-hungry ambition. At the moment, Kane was busy talking on his phone to someone as Marie, a beauty assistant, smoothed the lines of his tailored suit. The designer navy suit fit his body to perfection. Kane was tall, at least 2, if not 3 inches over 6 feet, broad-shouldered and visibly fit. He had a strong profile, with sharp cheekbones and an aquiline nose. And the hair he was now impatiently batting Marie's hand away from was thick and as dark as my own. Although it was pinched tight right now, I knew from photographs that he had a sensual, brooding mouth. Definitely cover model material, and definitely not a man you crossed. I swallowed past the lump that had formed in my throat. How ironic that he should be standing there, right in front of me, after all the ugliness my mother's recent and sudden death had brought to the fore. And he was a part of that ugliness. 6 years I'd worked as a personal assistant for Benito, one of the city's most successful and temperamental photographers. Of course, Benito was never melodramatic around clients, just his employees. Yet since I'd worked with him for a long time, I should have felt secure after all these years. I didn't. Strictly speaking, I used to feel like I had job security. But losing my mother 3 months ago had caused my family
Sample complete. Ready to continue?